if tomorrow doesn't come and you did all that worrying for nothing? And especially if you didn't worry or you weren't concerned enough about your eternal soul. Don't be overly concerned that cancer can destroy your body. You say, oh yeah, you can say that because you ain't had it yet, blah, 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 blah. You ain't had it. No. Light of eternity. This body's going to die some way, somehow.
Right.
We all have our appointed a time to die.
Right.
See, Pastor, this ain't good preaching at all. All this death stuff, man, you done missed it. No, the problem is none of us want to talk about it.
Yes.
None of us want to deal with it. The fact of the matter is we need to deal with it and be real. Come on. We need to be real with ourselves. Hey, we're all going to die, but where are we going to spend eternity? That's the question. We're concerned about too many other things when really the thing that we need to be most concerned about is our eternal life. Mark chapter 4 and verse number 40. We're going back to our opening scripture. I'm going to close here in just a few moments. We need to have some respect for those things and avoid them if we can. There's certain things that, you don't want to be careless. You don't want to be careless. I know it's fun going 180 miles an hour on a motorcycle. It's also scary because you realize how long it takes to slow that dude down. And you realize later on down the road, you go, man, that was dumb when I did that. Man, it was fun when I did do it too. That's for those adrenaline junkies that really like that kind of stuff. There does come a time to go, you know, it would have just taken one little thing. He said here, listen. He said here in Mark chapter number 4, verse number 40. I already read it, but I'm going back to it. He said, Jesus said, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Let's take just a second. These are fishermen. These men have been in the waters all their life. They know their boat. They know the weather. They know rough water. They know to respect weather. This, that. They know they've done their life on the water. They knew what it was to be afraid and what to be afraid of and what not to be afraid of. So Jesus asked them, he doesn't say, why are ye fearful? He doesn't say, why are you afraid? He asked, why are you so? There's a little word there. Why are you so afraid? Thus indicating that they weren't just having natural concern. They were above and beyond concern to the place that they were liable to do something stupid. They could have been, they were being paralyzed with fear and not able to think straight. Which I understand. My boat's full of water. Hello. The wind has ripped my sails off. Hello. They didn't have life jackets. The Coast Guard wasn't there to get on the radio and say, hey, guess what, guys? Get that cutter out here. We're going down. No. I understand that. So I can understand some of the fear. But Jesus asked them, you're not just afraid. You're so afraid. You're being paralyzed by this fear. But Jesus put fear into its proper place by speaking to the waves. Notice how he did that.
He spoke to the wind, the storm, and told it to stop. Be still. And then he asked them, why were you so fearful? Then the scripture said in verse 41, it said, and they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?
Yeah.
Jesus made them more afraid or fearful of the one who could command the waves and the sea than the sea itself. Got it? Don't worry about the sea, boys. You better look at me. He said, hey, stop here.
Yeah.
I want you to look at me.
Yeah.
Quit looking at all the circumstances.
Yeah.
Quit looking at all the situations. Stop and look at me. Pay attention to me. I've got it all under control. You don't need to be fearful about these things. Be fearful of me. I'm the one that's controlling that. I'm the one that's got it all under control. I've got the world in the palm of my hand. And so why worry? Why worry? Now I know this is one of those things that what I'm preaching today is like calling the, it really ain't fair for me to preach like this. I just told Brother Steve the other day how oftentimes I'll get to thinking and I'll get to being concerned about this and thinking. I'll grind my teeth and give myself a headache and neck ache and everything else, and I'll be all tense because I'm worried. You say, well, then put that microphone down. Okay, anybody else want to do it?
No.
Else want to have a shot? I ain't telling you this because I'm the epitome of perfection.
Right.
I'm telling you this, I'm preaching to you this, because I know what it is to live in worry and it being not effective.
Right.
I know what it is to live in worry and lose focus of some things that really matter.
Yeah.
Right.
I know how much worry can affect our physical life, but more importantly, I do understand how worry can affect our spiritual
life.
It can mess you up. I believe here this morning that Jesus really is trying to get some of you to say, hey, look at me. You're worried about all this stuff. It ain't, don't even matter. You say, you're beating a dead horse. No, I'm not beating a dead horse because you got to get this. 82%. I want to burn that in your brain. So the next time you start worrying, you go, does this categorize in the 8% or in the 92%? The problem with some of us is we're going to always legitimize it. Right?
Right.
We're always going to say, well, but this is a different situation. I do need to be concerned. My worry is legitimate. 92% of my worry is legitimate, and maybe 8% isn't. That's really the fact for me. Well, if you want to live like that, you go ahead. But I'm going to tell you, Jesus wants to tell you today, look at me.
Right.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me. You're so worried and concerned about all this stuff that doesn't matter. And I've got something more for you than you can even imagine. For the scripture said, I've come to give you peace that passes all understanding. I don't understand why I've got so much peace. I ought to be worried about this situation, but it just doesn't matter. Because peace has come to my life. Jesus has come in to my world and said, look at me. I'm going to give you peace that you don't have to worry about.
Hallelujah.
I need to remember that we're not here to keep a job. I'm going to switch gears just for a second. We're not here just to survive cancer. We're not here just to make it another day. We're not here just to do all these things that we're all so worried about, making it big time. We're not really here for, what we're here for is to be saved.
Right.
What I'm here for today is I want to be saved. The second thing I'm here for is because I want my family, my
wherever they are. They must be all there. Oh, there's a couple of them.
All the other ones. All my family. I want my family to just be saved. And the third thing, the reason why I'm here, is because I want every one of you saved. And the fourth thing is I want every one of them saved.
Right.
That's what matters.
Yes. Amen.
I'm closing with this. John chapter number 2. John chapter number 2. Here is the story of Jesus turning water into wine. It is the first miracle that Jesus does. John chapter 2 and verse number 3. It said, and when they wanted wine, which is a marriage, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, Jesus, they have no wine. And Jesus turns to her and says, woman, I'm going to tell you right there, if I would have ever told my mama that, we would have had problems.
That's right.
Bad problems. I would have said, woman, my mom would have knocked my head off of my shoulders.
Yeah, that's right,
can I get a witness?
Yes, sir.
But Jesus turns to her and says, woman, what have I to do with thee? And if I said that, forget it. It's over. Nevertheless, he said, my hour is not yet come. Look at what Jesus' mother does. His mother saith unto the servants, whatever he saith unto you, do it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Look at that.
Come here, Jesus.
Look at that.
So Jesus says this to his mom, and his mom just says, hey, we got a problem, Jesus. Tells him the problem, and then turns to the servants and says, servants, do whatever he tells you to do. And she turns around and walks away. The very next thing that happens is Jesus turns to the servants and says, go fill 6 water pots.
Yeah. You getting this?
Amen.
You understand how powerful this is?
Yes.
Mama didn't take any offense whatsoever.
No.
She was just like, I'm just telling you the problem. Fix it.
Yeah.
I'm
out of here.
Now, she wasn't being disrespectful. She was just putting her full trust and confidence up to, hey, I'm a little bit concerned about this. I'm telling you what my problem is. Fix it. I got stuff to do.
Yes.
Right.
And what does Jesus do? He honors her faith so specific that he turns around and he says, go give me 6 water pots.
Oh.
He looks at all those servants standing there like, what just happened? And just said, go get 6 water pots, fill them up to the brim. And they go and they do that. And he says, now dip out of them and go serve it. They're like,
hallelujah.
We just know what we put in these things.
Hallelujah.
Are you sure you know what you're talking about? Are you sure you know what you're doing? But Jesus honored Mary's faith and her situation. Do you understand that? She just proved and was a perfect example of somebody who let God be God.
Amen. Yes.
And say, I ain't worried about it.
Right.
It's his deal now.
Right.
How many of us need to do that?
Oh, amen.
How many of us need to just do that?
Yes.
And I'm not being disrespectful at all, but how many of us really need to just go and say, here it is, Jesus.
Yes.
I'm done.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you. I'm done. I can't fix it. I can't change it. I can't do anything about it. It is what it is.
Oh, hallelujah.
It is what it is.
Yes.
on now.
Jesus,
I'm leaving this in your hands. I'm not fussing about it. I'm not thinking about it. I'm not going over it again. It's over. And she went about her way. Oh, if there was some folks in here today and you've got situations in your life that you have been driven crazy with worry. With worry. Some things have got you paralyzed. Fear has come in and paralyzed you from really living for God like you want to. I know I'm preaching to some folks here. You're concerned that you can't make it. You're concerned about this. And you're overwhelmed with, well, what am I going to do here? What am I going to do there? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? The devil got into the machine there. Mary's got a job to perform. Would you stay with her? She's got things to do. I want to just so you'll understand this scenario here. In the Bible day when they had a marriage, it was a week-long celebration where many dignitaries would come and much of the village would participate. So we're talking a big event here, a big venue. Can you imagine? I can, because I've been here and I've fed lots of people before, and certain things of the meal that I was preparing weren't quite done. Now, Brother Edwin, he never had that problem before. He's perfect when it comes to everything coming out at the same time. He's done it so many years. But I've had stuff. Brother Edwin, do you ever have stuff that wasn't quite prepared? And you were like, ah,
kind of caught you.
Yeah.
Frustrating, ain't it?
Because you got some people waiting on you. You got some people out there with some expectation.
Amen. Nothing was happening. It wasn't ready.
I just wonder this morning, how many, every eye closed, I wonder how many of us might be able to be honest with ourselves, saying, there are some things in my world, in my life, that have paralyzed me, that I have been overwhelmed with fear and worry, far more than what's natural or what I should. Wonder how many of us would be honest with ourselves and admit that that's the case with our life right now. Now, for those of you that have done that, how would you like for Jesus just to say, peace, be still? Would you like Jesus just to say, peace, be still? Whatever the situation is, whether it's with your job, your children, maybe your marriage, maybe a physical ailment, maybe this, a multitude of things that are going through your mind. I know it doesn't take much to be in this large of a group of people that people's minds are thinking about different stuff. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus wants to say, peace, be still. In your world,
wants to put fear back into perspective. And you not be fearful or so fearful any longer of all the things of this life, but to fear Him, to honor Him, to respect Him. Oh, Jesus, help us, God. Help us, God.
Of this anxiety, this biting and nipping at my mind continually, it's driving me crazy, God. I can't sleep at night. I'm worried sick over my family, over my job. I'm worried about all these things, God, and I can't seem to get a hold of myself. Would you help me? Would you speak peace into my storm? Come on, friend. Come on, somebody right now. Begin to cry out unto the Lord. Begin to call on His name. Jesus. Jesus. Come on, will you? Will you do that today? Reach out to Him. Reach out to Jesus today. Reach out to Jesus today. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Come on, cast all of your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. Cast all of your cares on Him, for He careth for you. He knows what's going on, friend. He knows what's going on, sister. He knows what's going on, brother. And He cares, and He cares. the super cool things of life destroy us today.